Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman, member by Ram Goldhar, and today Mazekas Nadarim, Daf Beis, the first Perek, Kol Kanuye. So the three topics we're going to focus on, number one, the opening mission of the Masechta states, Kol Kanuye Nadarim Kanadarim, all substitute terms for Nadarim qualify as Nadarim. A neder, for most of this Masechta, refers to one who prohibits an item's use to himself or others. An example of a primary term for a neder would be, Davar Zeh Osur Alai, this item is forbidden to me, or by declaring the item forbidden like another item, such as this item is forbidden like a carbon. The Mishnah on Daf Yud Amud Aleph provides examples of substitute terms for a carbon, such as konam, konach, and konas. The Mishnah similarly states that substitute terms are also effective for charamim, which is another way of expressing a neder, as well as for shvuas, oaths, which means here swearing not to do a particular activity, and naziras, declarations to become a nazir. The Mishnah also gives examples of yados nadarim, literally handles for nadarim, which are partial declarations of nadarim, which are sufficient to affect a neder, such as one who says, mudrani mimcha, I am vowed from benefiting from you. The Ran explains that a yad is an incomplete declaration because he neither declared his friend's benefits are like a carbon, nor explicitly declared them prohibited. Point number two, the Gemara asks, why are Mishnah lists all four applications of a kinuim, substitute terms, while the first Mishnah, Nazir, only teaches a specific example of a Nazir and answers that since Nadarim and Shavuos are written together in the Torah, the Mishnah included the application of a kinuim by Shavuos as well. Now, once our Mishnah was listing two applications and proceeded to provide the other two applications. The Gemara said, if this is so, the case of Shavuos should have been listed in the Mishnah before Charamim, and it answers, Adi detana Nadarim de Mitzvah Chepsaleh, since he taught the application of a Nadarim, which is a method through which one prohibits an item on himself, Tananami Charamim de Mitzvah Chepsaleh. He also taught Charamim immediately afterwards, which is also a method through which one prohibits an item to himself. Only after did the Mishnah teach the case of Shavuos, the Ka'asir Nafshe Min Chepsa, in which he prohibits himself from the item. And point number three, the Gemara asks, the Tana began by teaching the principle of Kinuim, and then proceeded to provide examples of Yados, partial declarations, instead of first providing examples of Kinuim. Furthermore, the Mishnah never mentioned the principle of Yados at all, yet provided applications of it. The Gemara answers, Chasur Mechsur Rav Hachi Katani, the text of the Mishnah is missing, and it should read, Kol Kinui Nadarim Kinadarim, V'Yados Nadarim Kinadarim. When the Gemara asks if this is so, let him illustrate kinuim first, since it was taught first in the Mishnah, and then illustrate the principle of yados, which was taught second. It answers, how does sag minay how mefarsh bereisha? The case that was taught last is the one he explains first. The Gemara proceeds to provide three examples of the Mishnah structured this way, and then objects by listing five places where the Mishnah does the opposite, meaning it illustrates first that which was taught first. The Gemara on Dav Gimel Amud Aleph will provide three explanations for the order of our Mishnah. So once again, the three points are, number one, the opening Mishnah states, Kol Kinui Nadarim Kinadarim, all substitute terms for Nadarim, qualifies Nadarim. And Neder, for most of this Masechta, refers to one who prohibits an item's use to himself or others. An example of a primary term for a Neder would be, Davar Zeh Osur Alai, this item is forbidden to me, or by declaring the item forbidden like another item, such as, this item is forbidden like a carbon. The Mishnah on Daf Yud Amud Aleph provides examples of substitute terms for a carbon, such as konam, konach, and konas. The Mishnah similarly states that substitute terms are also effective for charamim, which is another way of expressing a neder, as well as for shvuas, oaths, which means here swearing not to do a particular activity, and naziras, declarations to become a nazir. The Mishnah also gives examples of yados nadarim, literally handles for nadarim, which are partial declarations of nadarim, which are sufficient to affect a neder, such as one who says mudrani mimcha, I am vowed from benefiting from you. The Ran explains that a yad is an incomplete declaration because he neither declared his friend's benefits are like a carbon, nor explicitly declared them prohibited. Point number two, the Gemara asks, why are Mishnah lists all four applications of a kinuim, substitute terms, while the first Mishnah, Nazir, only teaches a specific example of a Nazir and answers that since Nadarim and Shavuos are written together in the Torah, the Mishnah included the application of a kinuim by Shavuos as well. Now, once our Mishnah was listing two applications and proceeded to provide the other two applications. The Gemara said, if this is so, the case of Shavuos should have been listed in the Mishnah before Charamim. And it answers, Adi detana Nadarim de Mitzvah Chepsaleh, since he taught the application of a Nadarim, which is a method through which one prohibits an item on himself, Tananami Charamim de Mitzvah Chepsaleh. He also taught Charamim immediately afterwards, which is also a method through which one prohibits an item to himself. Only after did the Mishnah teach the case of Shavuos, the Ka'asir Nafshe Min Chepsa, in which he prohibits himself from the item. And point number three, the Gemara asks, the Tana began by teaching the principle of Kinuim, and then proceeded to provide examples of Yados, partial declarations, instead of first providing examples of Kinuim. Furthermore, the Mishnah never mentioned the principle of Yados at all, yet provided applications of it. The Gemara answers, Chasur Mechsur Rav Hachi Katani, the text of the Mishnah is missing, and it should read, Kol Kinui Nadarim Kinadarim, V'Yados Nadarim Kinadarim. When the Gemara asks if this is so, b'lifrosh kinuim b'reisha. Let him illustrate kinuim first, since it was taught first in the Mishnah, and then illustrate the principle of yados, which was taught second. It answers, how desag minei, how mefarsh b'reisha. The case that was taught last is the one he explains first. The Gemara proceeds to provide three examples of the Mishnah structured this way, and then objects by listing five places where the Mishnah does the opposite, meaning it illustrates first that which was taught first. The Gemara on Dav Gimel Amud Aleph will provide three explanations for the order of our Mishnah. All right, so now we go to Siman Dav Beis, and our standard Siman is a bias, a house. So here goes. The frustrated man who was not permitted entry into the Kinui house, in which one was required to use substitute terms for Nedarim Charamim, Shavuos, and Naziros, because he forgot to list the two items that are in Isser Chevsa first, decided that he would give precedence and list examples of Yados before examples of Kinuim. Once again, slow motion. The frustrated man who was not permitted entry into the Kinui house, that must be Rondav Beis, bias. The frustrated man who was not permitted entry into the Kinui house, in which one was required to use substitute terms for Nedarim, Charamim, Shavuos, and Naziros, which reminds us that the mission begins, the Kinui Nedarim, Kinedarim, and the same applies for a Kinuim of Charamim, Shavuos, and Naziros. So the frustrated man who was not permitted entry into the Kinui house, in which one was required to use substitute terms for Nedarim, Charamim, Shavuos, and Naziros, because he forgot to list the two items that are in Isser Chevsa first, which reminds us, the Gemara explains the listing in order of all the Kinuim, and we learned that Charamim was listed second after Nedarim, even though Shavuos and Nedarim are written together in the Torah, because with Nedarim and Charamim, the person is being osur the chevetz on himself, the object on himself, whereas with the Shavuah, he is being osur himself on the chevetz. So the frustrated man who was not permitted entry into the Kinui house, in which one was required to use substitute terms for Nedarim, Charamim, Shavuos, and Naziros, because he forgot to list the two items that are in Isser Chevsa first, decided that he would give precedence and list examples of Yados before examples of Kinuim, which reminds the Mishnah's Mechus Mechusra, missing text, and it should read Kol Kinui Nedarim Kinedarim, Yados Nedarim Kinedarim, and then afterwards present the examples of Yados Nedarim. So once again, the frustrated man who was not permitted entry into the Kinui house, in which one was required to use substitute terms for Nedarim, Charamim, Shavuos, and Naziros, because he forgot to list the two items that are in Isser Chevsa first, decided that he would give precedence and list examples of Yados before examples of Kinuim. All right, now it's time for a four blah back Hazara. Daf Kuf Tes. So the Simmer Daf Kuf Tes is a Hatzalah kit. So here goes. The Hatzalah member rushing with his kit. Hatzalah member with a kit? That must be one Daf Kuf Tes. The Hatzalah member rushing with his kit to help an aging Kala, whose hair turned white, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, HaPosuk Malz HaChasano, if one promised money to his son-in-law as a dowry, Upashu LaHaregla, and he defaulted, Teshiv Ad Shetal Bin Rosha, the Chasam may make the Kala sit until her hair turns white, until her father fulfills the pledge. But Admon says she can argue and say, Ilani Pesakti, if I promise you money on my own behalf, it would be understandable that I may be made to wait until my hair turns white. But now that my father was the one who promised it, what can I do? Okanas Pator, either marry me or release me. So the Hatzalah member rushing with his kit to help an aging Kala, whose hair turned white, stopped to calm down and aid on Ashtar, who had been told he had forfeited his right to his field. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one challenges the ownership of a field, but he has signed as a witness on the Shtar, Admon says that this is not to disprove his point, for he can say, Hasheni Noachli Baharishan Kashemenu, I participate in the sale because the second one, referring to the current occupant, is easier for me, and the first one is more difficult to deal with than he. But the Chachamim say, Ibed es suchuso, he has forfeited his right to the field. Rashi explains that signing the shtar is considered an admission that he has no claim to the field. So the Hatzalah member rushing with his kit to help an aging Kala, whose hair turned white, stopped to calm down and aid on a shtar who had been told he had forfeited his right to his field. When someone who just returned from overseas needed to be hydrated after searching for hours unsuccessfully to find the path to his field, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one went overseas and returns to find that the path to his field is lost, meaning that one of his neighbors from the surrounding properties absorbed his path and no one remembers where the path is, Admon says, Yelcho b'ksara, he may go to his field by the shortest route, but the Chachamim say, Yikna lo derech b'mei amanu, or yifrak b'avir, he must either buy for himself a path for 100 amanu, or else fly through the air to get to his field. Daf Kuf Yud, so the Simmer Daf Kuf Yud is a gold key ceremony. So here goes. The gold key ceremony, that must be more in Daf Kuf Yud. The gold key ceremony that was held on the Benoni's land of the Balchov, who didn't have to relinquish it to his creditor, who owed him the same amount, which reminds us, more brings Malchokas, regarding what happens when two people owe each other the same amount of money, but they lack cash to repay and only have land. Rav Nachman says that they collect their payments from one another, but Rav Shesha says, why should I switch identical bags? Meaning, what's the point of having the same payment go back and forth from one another? Rather, this one stays with his property and that one stays with his property. As part of the explanation of the Malchokas, we learn that Rav Nachman holds that Benoni's land is assessed relative to the debtor's own property, whereas Rav Sheshes holds that it's judged relative to everyone's property in general. So the gold key ceremony that was held on the Benoni's land of the Balchov, who didn't have to relinquish it to his creditor, who owed him the same amount, celebrate the extension of the town's mayor's term after his wife rejected his idea to move to a cramped city, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Shalosh Ratzos L'Nisuin, there are three provinces in Eretz Yisrael with respect to marriage, Yehuda, Eber HaYarden, and the Galil. One cannot make his wife move from a town in one province to a town in another province, or from a city in one province to a city in another province, but within the same province, one can make his wife move from town to town or city to city, but not from a town to a city or from a city to a town. The Gemara explains that a wife does not have to move from a town to a city, even though a city has everything in it, because city life is more difficult. So the gold key ceremony that was held on the Benoni's land of the Balchov, who didn't have to relinquish it to his creditor, who owed him the same amount, celebrate the extension of the town's mayor's term after his wife rejected his idea to move to a cramped city. In spite of his warnings about living outside Eretz Yisrael, it was as if they worshipped idols, which reminds that we learn, call Adar B'chutz Aretz Ki'ilu Obedo Avodas Kol Chavim. Whoever lives outside Eretz Yisrael, it's as if he worships idols. Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, so the Simur Daf Kuf Yud Aleph is a kayak. So here goes. The three-oath kayak team, that must be Ron Duff, Kuf Yud Aleph. The three-oath kayak team that was stuck for years competing in Galus, which reminds us, Rabbi Zera holds that three psukim and Shir HaShirim represent Shalosh Shavuos, three oaths that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made to keep the Jewish people in exile among the nations until the final redemption, and Rabbi Levi holds that there were a total of six. So the three-oath kayak team that was stuck for years competing in Galus discovered some mysterious subterranean tunnels that led to a land, which reminds us that the tzaddikim buried outside of Eretz Yisrael will be zoched to resurrection through rolling, meaning their bones will roll to Eretz Yisrael and come to life there. When Abba Sal Rabba asked why they should suffer through the rolling, Abaye answered, Mechilos Nasus Lehem Bekarka, there will be tunnels formed for the tzaddikim in the earth. Rashi explains that when they'll be resurrected, they'll stand on their feet and travel in the tunnels to Eretz Yisrael and then arise out of the ground there. So the three-oath kayak team that was stuck for years competing in Galus discovered some mysterious subterranean tunnels that led to a land where snacks and life jackets emerged from the ground and stalks of wheat were as tall as mountains. Which reminds us, Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef said, the soil of Eretz Yisrael is destined to produce ready-made baked goods and fine warm clothes. It was taught in a braisa. The pasuk states, he pieces barba arts barosh harim. There will be abundant grain on the earth on the mountaintops. This means that a stalk of wheat is destined to grow up straight like a palm tree until its top is so high it's level with the mountaintops. Daf Kuf Yud Beis. So the Simur Daf Kuf Yud Beis is a Rubik's Cube. So here goes. The Rubik's Cube champ. Rubik's Cube. That must be more in Daf Kuf Yud Beis. The Rubik's Cube champ who could solve the puzzle while riding a deer and drinking milk with honey, which reminds us that we learned why Eretz Yisrael is compared to its tzvi and that its fruits are Shmeini Machalav U'Mesukim Midvash, richer than milk and sweeter than honey. So the Rubik's Cube champ, who could solve the puzzle while riding a deer and drinking milk with honey, was so excited to get to the competition that he crossed a river by rope and kissed the ground, which reminds us that when Rabbi Zera was going up to Eretz Yisrael, he could not find a ferry to cross the river, so he held onto a rope that was strung across the river and walked across on a narrow piece of wood, which evoked a response from a Saduki, and that Rabbi Abba kissed the stones of Akka when he arrived in the land. So the Rubik's Cube champ, who could solve the puzzle while riding a deer and drinking milk with honey, was so excited to get to the competition that he crossed a river by rope and kissed the ground, without noticing that all the barren trees were now bearing fruit that looked like Rubik's Cubes, which reminds us that the Masechta concludes on the following positive note. Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi said, in the name of Rav, Asidin Kol Yilani Srak Shem Eretz Yisrael Shiyetanu Peros, in the future, all the barren trees that are in Eretz Yisrael are destined to bear fruit. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do we learn that tzaddikim buried in Chutz Lartz will get to Eretz Yisrael through subterranean tunnels? That's on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn why Eretz Yisrael is compared to a tzvi, a deer? That's on Daf Kuf Yud Beis. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn if someone claims that another one has 10 jugs of oil and the other person only admits to 5 jugs, whether this is a case of motive of mixas? That's on Daf Kuvches. Good number four. Which is the one that the first Mishnah is missing text that should have read, Biyados Nadarm Ken Nadarm, that's on Daf. Base in Nadarm. Good number five. Which of the one that one who lives in Chutz Arts is as if he worships idols, that's on Daf. Kuf Yud. Good number six. Which Daf of Maruk is if a father defaults on the money promised as a dowry, whether the chassan can make the call sit until her hair turns white, until he's paid, that's on Daf. Kuftes. Good number seven. Which of the one that Haramim was placed second in the Mishnah after Nadarim instead of Shavuos because both Nadarim and Haramim are Nisr Chefsa, that's on Daf. Beis and Nadarim. Good number eight. Which of the one that there were Shalosh or Sheish Shavuos to keep the Jewish people in Galus, that's on Daf. Kuf Yud off. Good number nine. Which of the one that all Kinuim Nadarim are Kinadarim and the same applies for Kinuim for Haramim, Shavuos, and Nazirus, that's on Daf. Beis and Nadarim. Good. Number 10. Which doth learn what is done in a case when two people owe each other the same amount of money and can only repay with land? That's on Daf. Kuf Yud. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman-Zirch wishing you a great day and great learning.